Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is the 30th of March, the last day of the month, I think, or at least the last Wednesday. So let's do some healing here. We'll do some energetic work. Let's work with fingers. So I want to wiggle your fingers, see how they're feeling, and we'll take off some of the robotic programs that are on them. And also we'll do your wrist. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release this robotic program. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. We'll see if our co-host is on here. So, Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm out here. Thank you. And welcome, everyone, to Creation Lightship. We are on BBS Radio on Wednesday today, and also Monday, Friday, and Saturday, four shows a week, where you can listen to the Creation Lightship Ambassador here on Earth right now, which is Ron Amatron. And the Creation Lightship is really where source energy, where we came from. So that might make somebody wonder, Ron, if they're new to all this, if you come from source energy, would that be related to heaven, or possibly does it have anyone there called who goes by the popular name of God, or are you possibly related to anything extraterrestrial? Because it can sound a bit like that. So I thought maybe you can go into what is it, and what does that mean with source energy?
Okay, yeah, source energy will not respond to your prayers, because naturally source energy could not judge you. And so they really cannot do anything other than what your spirit can. When we go to the Lightship on various programs that we do, and also the conference calls that I have, then you do go to the Lightship and you're able to request at that time for a healing. But the actual source energy does not really come to you because you already have a spirit. Remember, the source energy is only here for a short amount of time, which is what Jesus called Father. And this energy only comes once every 2,000 years for a short amount of time to help activate people and get rid of their judgments and stuff for the ascension, to prepare them for that. So churches make you believe that the source energy is in every church, and they go by the name of God. And then the God energy is what people pray to, and that praying energy is extraterrestrial. So your God energies are all ET that are in churches, not source energy. Source energy is always with you and never abandon you, and it's always there, but it does come to do the ascension every 2,000 years. So basically, we could just say for about 1,950 years, source energy does not even come to all of its creations at all, because it doesn't need to. Everybody should have free choice, free will to do their manifestations and create on their own. And this is what it's all about, is free will and non-judgment. So just by understanding that the source energy can't judge and does not judge, well, open up a whole area of consciousness for people, because they'll start to realize that people who are channeling angels and channeling whatever they channel is not from divine source, because it doesn't do that. It cannot. It'd be judging itself if it would. Just like the words that people have maybe in today's vocabulary might be a little different throughout the past of what these meanings are. So you have to realize that that's why the source does not channel, because words are designed to have judgment in them. So the only way to get your true answers is to go to your heart and to ask your spirit to connect with you. Remember, you have to do the drop down. You have to command your spirit to drop your awakening consciousness down into your heart, and then you're connected in the heart, and then you can ask your questions. So that probably brings up a lot of questions from people. If you have any questions about this, you can call in today on the program, and we'll answer that question. I don't normally talk about other people doing healings, different names of people, etc., because they're doing what they're doing. And it's up to you to have discernment. Remember, discernment is being able to look at something in your heart area when you're there and to see if that energy resonates with your heart. That's your discernment. The mind will not give you that same discernment. You can't think about something to see if it's right or wrong. Although, you know, here on this planet, you can't think about, should I cross the street when cars are coming? That's still discernment. Okay, because you're discerning if you want to have an accident with your body or not. So the whole process, when you work with source energy, it doesn't judge, and your spirit can help you out with some guidance to guide you. But mainly what's happening is it's you're going to be going to situations in your life, since you're physical here, moving around, and the situations will be heart-based, which will be light. So light attracts light. Light does not attract darkness. But when you're in your mind, then the darkness of your mind, which is what controls your mind, the darkness, the aliens, will put you astray, and darkness will attract darkness. That's what they want to do to you and for you to use your energy. And this is why you have to go to your heart to see maybe what practitioner you want to go to, if what they're doing is proper and correct. If they give you a CD, DVD, or even a book to read or something, or you have other books, are those words coded with particular energy? Remember, the Bible code is coded. That's why we have predictions in there. Things from the past can show up of what happened here. So those are prophecies. So could your books that you're reading. So there is the controlling aspect on words themselves that the aliens put in there. So just by having a book that might seem very innocent to you, it could have the mind-controlling programs in it. And you don't have to read it either. Just by having it in the room, it can, give you energy from that. So we'll see if we have any callers today, and I'll turn it back over to Annika.
Okay, and I know on Monday you were talking a lot about these finger exercises, and you had a wonderful show there with Marianne was on, and as a sponsor, wonderful to have sponsors. If you ever want to sponsor the show, go to the Creation Light Ship and just look on the website and scroll down. I'm not in front of it right now, but I know it's sort of more towards the bottom. So I know you were talking a lot about that exercise and about being here now and doing that to make sure we're really here, and different ways to do that. One way is using your fingers. So do you want to go through that again briefly?
Yeah, a quicker way, since some people see double, take your left finger and stick it up in the air and have your body tell you where it is. You know, just point it straight out ahead of you. Is it going to go to the left or right of your nose, okay? So it should be maybe a foot and a half in front of you. You want to do your arm basically fully extended. And just see where that finger lies. You have in your body tell you where you are. So if you happen to have your finger like a foot off the center in front of you, that means that you're living in the past. What does that really mean? That means that you're abducted into the past. You are living on a lifetime where the show is still being transmitted. Remember, everything is out there in the parallel universes. They just have a little time delay on them, okay? So it's kind of much like, having a cell phone where you don't get the information right away, but it goes out to the beyondo to a satellite and comes back to somebody else. So it's not exactly the exact same time when someone's talking, but a few milliseconds, you know, could be off. So you could be listening to the program here, since we're talking live here in the moment. The darkness can take this whole in-the-moment time and videotape it, we'll say, fabricate it and then put it off into another parallel lifetime. And they could do it in the past and the future. So even though you're listening live, are you here? Okay, so where does your finger fall? Does it fall straight ahead of you, or does it fall to the left or the right? So if you want to use two fingers, you can put your left finger pointing straight up, your index finger in front of your nose, a few inches maybe, and then have your right finger come out, index finger. You could do either one. Whatever one you want to use will work. I don't want to confuse you. So I typically have your right finger pointing up, you know, in front of your nose, you know, maybe an inch or so away from your nose. That's kind of what you start to look down. And then your left finger in front of you is going to tell you where you are. And you don't use your mind to figure this out. You just have your finger pop through automatically. And if your left finger, we'll say, is the one that's furthest away from you, is directly in front of your nose, maybe between your eyes, but straight ahead, then you're in the moment. If it's to the right, then you're in the future. And if you're going to be in the past, it'll be to the left. It's a very simple exercise. You may want to check this out daily. And you could do it right now, in fact. Put your left finger straight ahead of you, pointing up, and slowly move it to the left. And you're going to actually feel the energy in your room change. Right now, I move mine about 6 inches. I'm getting a headache, okay? And as I go further, I feel different. My mind's feeling like it's something's happening. Because remember, it has to catch up. You know, this is like having remembering your computer, your RAM, okay? So your RAM needs to catch up with what's happening. So you're actually changing everything here, and it has to figure out what's happening to load into your hard drive, which is you, your computer, to see where you are. So you're actually going through different holograms. You're going through different lives by moving your finger. And all these are the same, okay? And this is where you're abducted to. And where they take you. So to know where you are, just put your finger out. Maybe you just use your one finger, your left finger. Have it like a foot ahead of you, we'll say. Depends on how long your arm is. And just see where it falls. If it doesn't fall directly in front of you, you know, in front of your nose, straight ahead, you are not here. And now let's try the exercise where you take your left finger and you move it to the right. And you're going to find also that it's almost like flipping through a book with the same pages on each page, okay? And you're going to notice that, wow, you're changing frequencies. Everything looks the same around you. You know, the people in the room next to you, the cars outside on your street, your cat's going to be with you, your dog, everything there is going to be identical. But as you move it, you're going to find that you are going into other timelines. Now, those timelines may only be a millisecond or two away from this one, but you could be going through like a book with 500 pages in it just by moving your hand, you know, 1 foot. And this is where you are. You're actually living in these timelines. And you don't want to live there because that's where you're having weird experiences. So it's very possible if you can master this here and you lost your keys and you happen to be in the room where your keys are, this is getting very sci-fi, okay? And you move your hand to the right, if you could find the right location and stop there, you might actually see the keys materialize before your eyes. So that's food for thought, everybody, because you're going to be on a timeline where those keys might appear. Remember, they're all identical, much like the movie that's, Adjustment Bureau, except they didn't show the same movie in each one of those doors. They just showed different lifetimes that you could go into, different locations, time traveling, we'll say, into different doors. In different locations. That's what they're actually doing. But it's the same thing. They're traveling through time when you open a door up. So each door was different, a different location. And that's the way it works. So we'll see if anybody is commenting here. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so basically we can check where we are with using that. And I actually noticed myself now how my head was getting it was starting to feel a little strange. I even felt a little bit in my stomach. That was not good. By moving my finger, I've never noticed that before in that way. Quite interesting. So, Alan has a few questions, and I'm not going to ask them maybe in totally in order here, because I think one of them maybe has a little bit more to do with just this here, but I could be wrong. But anyway, Alan's asking, what creates our reality? And my fast chat went away here. Okay, where are you? What creates a reality, if not in what you call source, is there?
Oh, okay. So what you're asking then is, since the source energy created a reality for you, okay, so the source energy, like I said, does not judge you, but so what we live in, your body and your spirit is at a particular, using the word vibratory rate, I guess, that is turned off and on by the light. Okay, this is what happens at ascension time. Everything that the light created gets turned off. So it'd be like, you know, pulling the power plug, you know, turning off the big circuit breaker to everything that that the line goes to, okay? So all of a sudden, when ascension time comes, the light turns off the frequency that is connected to all of its creations. So that's one frequency. And so you're living on that frequency. Now, somehow, by living here on this planet, the darkness added a frequency to that of time. And so you're real with source energy, but they put you into a time-based reality. And so you have one real time-based reality, which is your life living here. And then you have the other realities, which could be hundreds, if not thousands of these, where you're, you know, on timelines, which is parallel lifetimes. This is why we do timeline crashing, to get you off of these parallel lives that you're living at the same time you're living this one here. So you have multiple lives at one time. That's what that means. Also, it means that you're living the genetic multiple lives too, the thoughts of your ancestors. This is why you have conditions and things that appear in your life that you may not like, because the judgments of these are coming forth in this lifetime. They're brought forth by your spirit and your body to heal them out of the body, because remember, your spirit needs to come into you. So it's doing all that it can do, and so is your body, to undo the blockages that you have. But naturally, people do not really understand that, know that, and so your spirit will set you up to have negative things happen to you, only because if you don't clear them out, your body will be killed by them anyway. So you might as well start getting, you know, a clue of why you're going through situations, because you have blocked energy there. And if you have three things happening to you, three events, maybe you trip and fall three times, you know, in a couple of days or so. You know, if you get three times things happening within a week or less, man, watch out, because you're coming into a problem, maybe a life-threatening problem. And just, if you do see something like that, then just stop and look at it and say, okay, body, where am I holding this block energy? You know, and your body can tell you and release the block energy out of you. That's all that has to be done the first time, but we don't understand that. This is why we have so many creation lightship healings, because people down here are very, very dense, and the denseness comes from the thoughts. And once you think and have a thought, then that's stored inside of you. And it will come up at some point, maybe not in this lifetime, but, you know, if your body is around after ascension, we'll say, then it will come up for somebody else. This is how the dark side lives off you, through your emotions. So the parallel times, lifetimes, are what the dark side created, and this is just a fabrication of what the light has created for you on this planet, because you're living on a planet of light. But they kind of came in there and added a frequency to it for abduction, and this is your real parallel life that you're living on right now. The life that you're living in is, in a sense, a parallel life to the true light energy. So they popped you out of source energy and put you into mind energy on one timeline. So this is the real one that you're in right now. Now, you may have, like I said, you know, hundreds or not thousands of parallel lifetimes attached to this one, and they all look the same. And, you know, the aliens sell pieces of you. They do timeline sharing, you know, and, you know, they can, one group can maybe say, I'm going to buy this timeline, we'll say, just using our terms here, for maybe 5 minutes. Then they may sell 5 seconds of time, you know, to other aliens. And, you know, they will set you up on the timelines automatically so that you have stuff happening to you. So all your stuff that you're dealing with is parallel lifetimes. And that could be what you may call a past life, a future life, or a present life. So you have to kind of be, you know, find out where you are. Because if you're not here, where are you? And you won't know where you are, because the scene may look identical, unless they take you out onto a tangent. A timeline that's not involved this particular movie that you're living, okay? And that could be very serious stuff, so, and very dangerous and very harmful to your body. So as long as you're living in the same movie script like we have right now, that might be okay, but you're not going to be fully conscious. Remember, your spirit only works in the now. So when they take you off into a parallel lifetime, you lose all your power because now you're being really controlled. So this is where your power is. If people are wondering where their abundance is, you're probably living in parallel lifetimes. You're never going to have abundance in a parallel lifetime. It'll be very hard to bring money forth because you're not using source energy. You're taken out of source energy into a movie, and you're on a movie somewhere else on some other movie set in the darkness. So that's the way to look at it, you know, to be very simplistic. So back to you, Annika. Hopefully I answered your question for you.
Okay. So there's a lot of great comments here. Kathy says, multiple lives, no wonder we are so tired. Yes, unfortunately. You know, and also Kathy had a great comment there about this being a really good archive to listen to on Mondays, from Monday's show, which was Marianne and Carrie was on there with Ron. On Monday the 28th, it's up as an archive, especially to clarify more about this finger exercise, too. I didn't want to overdo it either because we might want to move on to something else, but there are more questions about it.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, we could have the show. Yeah, this show could be the same thing if you wish to continue on with that. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so basically you're saying to line the two fingers up, or you could actually use one and put it off to the side. That's how I've understood it, and basically lining them up gets us back here to the present moment. And Peter's asking, does the finger exercise return your attention, your consciousness, your ability to listen and take things in better, or does it move you into divine peace and thoughtlessness?
Since you're always living on the timeline, even if you're in the moment, you're in the moment on a timeline. You're not in the true now moment. So I'll do an exercise here, a sample. So I'll bring everybody into the present moment on the timeline in the now. This is what they talk about, the zero point, okay? So you're at in the now on a timeline. And this is when you're turned off, okay, without much of their control. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, yawning. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you're actually turned off right now. Look at things around you, and they should feel like they're just things, you know. Really, there's no feeling on them. If you look at them, there's no emotional pull or draw to them, okay? If you had a bowl of cookies or a sandwich next to you right now, or one of your favorite treats, you're going to look at it and just see it as no different than maybe your pencil, okay, or pen, or maybe the window shade or something. It's all going to look all identical to you as far as energy because they're no longer attached to you. Remember, everything has an emotional charge on it. When you're in the present moment, there's no emotional charge. So now I'm going to bring you into where I live, which is no time. I don't live on this fabricated timeline. I did not come in through the Galactic Federation energies to have a barcode stamp on me. So that's, I guess, my only saving grace here. So I didn't come in through the regular channels to come here. Here we go. So I came from source directly into my body here. Here we go. Feel the difference here. So one, this is source energies, no time. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There, now you're out of time completely. So right now, the darkness energy cannot attach to you because you're no longer in time. Even though you could be turned off in time, you're no longer in time. Time does not even relate to you right now And you're going to notice that the room will feel different. It'll feel more peaceful. And there is no judgment. This is why I mentioned when we started the show that the light does not and cannot channel through anybody. So once you understand this and have this connection now, you have an experience, okay? May not be any feeling involved in it because the feeling is not going to be something that you're going to resonate to because there's no resonance of anything in source energy. Everything is neutral. That's why we call it peace. And everything is just a creation, and all creations are perfect. And this is why you might feel very peaceful right now or unattached to anything. So increase the energy here for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you notice when people channel, I was noticing that when I was on the Strange Universe panel, a couple weeks ago Sunday, a lady next to me all of a sudden started shaking with her body as she was bringing in the aliens into her to talk about something, okay? And those things were entering her body. Remember, right now you had no experience of anything entering in you, okay? The source does not do that. All we're doing is bringing you more into the energy of the source energy. And your spirit knows this completely. This is where it lives. So it just maybe expanded itself out more to be in source energy. This is why I say the light doesn't, you're not going to really feel that a thunderbolt of lightning coming to you, when you're connected to source, because it's always with you. We're just enhancing the energy for you. And you can't have any more of a higher frequency or anything else. Your spirit is your spirit. Whatever your spirit is where it lives, and that's what you have. So you can't bring in anything more, raise your vibration or anything else. All those words make it sound really fancy. People come to lectures when they hear that, but all you're doing is integrating you more with your spirit energy, which is source energy. And remember, there's no judgment in that. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so we have some great comments here about what you just did, Ron. That is fantastic. Sean is saying, very bright light. I felt a clone-like energy leave. Peter is saying, I feel nice. I suffer no stings. Thanks, Ron. Marianne, yes, peaceful and energized is a comment there from Pete, too. Rand says, it feels like complete silence. Sounds good. So another question that I see here, why is it when I use the Be Here Now page, that is a clearing that is on the Creation Lightship page, and it's actually free right now, so it's quite amazing to be able to do that one. So why is it when I use the Be Here Now page on the website, I can get out of being taken away by the dark, yet when I command my spirit, it only sometimes works? And basically, there is a clear physical relief when I use the Be Here Now, and not the same when I command spirit.
Okay, very possibly. So what I understand what's being stated, when you're not on the website, and if you do it out when you're walking around by yourself, yeah, you're not connected to the energy. Okay, all you have is your spirit energy. You don't have source energy. This is what I mentioned earlier. The source energy will never talk to you. You cannot go to source energy. Your source energy is your spirit. And because we have computer systems now, you are able to go on the website because source energy is here now, and source energy will help you to enhance that. So this is the way it works. The source energy became active here in with working with the people in 2005. That's when they wanted me to come out. I was doing other healings myself with people, years before that. But basically, 2005 is when they wanted to come here to start their Ascension program. And all the information about Ascension that people were maybe writing about, talking about from the 70s on, is just the light of the darkness giving you information about something that they wanted to abduct you with. And that way people could get hooked up early and try to figure out what's happening. But all that information might sound good. Some could be kind of accurate, but it doesn't matter if it's accurate completely, and the darkness is the one who is working with the people, because the light doesn't channel, then you know that you're hooked up to an energy of darkness, even though it can sound perfectly fine and right to you. And so the only thing you can do is have your spirit with you. So the source energy was not here before 2005. And it left when Jesus left the planet. There's no real accounting on our timeline, because remember, the timeline is AD and BC. And so you have before Christ and after death. So they don't even want to tell you when Jesus lived, okay? So, hello? So he didn't live here. On the timeline that you're viewing, okay, that you're living on, you have to really get this on timelines. On the timeline that you're living on, he did not exist on the timeline. But yet there's books about him. So very possibly, okay, he was maybe on a different timeline. Okay, that'll add some confusion to everybody. Remember, I said there could be 1,000 timelines that you're living on. Where's your finger right now? Hopefully it's straight ahead of you. You try it out. You can just use one finger if you want. Just have your body tell you where you are. It knows. Is it in the beyondo, or is it here? You want to be here. And a lot of people that you deal with might be very spacey. So you could actually, if you're talking with somebody, having a conversation with them, you might just ask your spirit to use your finger to find out where that person is who you're talking with. Okay? Where are they? You know, they may not be here, but you may be here talking to them. Remember, that can be get a little more confusing. I won't get into that. Let's not even open that can of worms, okay? We'll close it up and put it aside for later on. I just want you people to understand that you may not be here even though you think you are. One way is to like gently pinch yourself. People do that, and all of a sudden you come back to this reality. You know, that's the way it is. So anyway, check and see who you are all the time. If you're not here, you know, people say, how do I get money in my life? You know, I've been doing all these affirmations and everything else. Well, what timeline are you doing the affirmations on? Where are you? In the beyondo. Remember, it may look real to you. And, you know, and if you do it inside of your head, then you're on the mental plane's timeline, okay? I'm only talking about the physical one here. I never got into that, okay? That's another can of worms. So you have people who do all these silent prayers inside of their head, different things. Well, you're in the mental timeline. The timeline is on the website. The timeline crashing is for physical timelines that you're living in. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Sean is asking a question here. Do they clone us every time we are not here?
Yes, they have to clone you. When you're not here, they have to clone you. Because let's say you're on a bus, right? Or you're driving down the freeway, and everybody around you is on a different timeline. If they were on a different one, in reality, the real one, the real person, you'd have nobody around you. How would you feel if you saw cars blink, come and go in front of you, or one crashes on top of you? You know, that could be kind of, you know, devastating. So they have to put in a cloned representation of everything to be with you. So that's the way it is. If you didn't see, if you closed your eyes, you wouldn't know, you know, what timeline you'd be on. And so that's the way that works. But since we see, you know, then cars are driving down the street and you have people next to you, maybe people in the next room or next house or whatever, you know, are they really here? Are those really the people that you saw, you know, half an hour ago? May not be. They may look the same. So, you know, I gave people homework on the Monday show. So let's see how the homework's doing. We need some people to talk about my homework that I gave them. And you remember that I gave you homework. So we'll see.
Maybe they were on a different timeline, or on Monday. Maybe that was a whole different timeline. Unfortunately, I know this can get kind of confusing, but maybe that's when we get too stuck in the mental plane and really try to figure this out. And I think maybe one good thing to talk about right now is the clearing to help us get off those timelines, because there's a very, very powerful way to actually help ourselves with this issue, which does become confusing, you know, when we really look at it deeply. So on the website, there is a clearing called timeline crashing. There's also a clearing that you clear space time crash. And you put up any of your issues that you're dealing with. You could actually crash on timeline crashing, do different spaces where you've noticed that you've been taken off a timeline. Let's say you lose something and that particular room or whatever, if you're in your car, you get off a freeway and it's not where you were supposed to get off or something like that. So, off to something different here. Another big topic that's going on is all the different alien races that are controlling us here. So, Nima was asking if it's any way we could, that CLS is working on any of those races that are controlling us, like what happened with Japan and Nibiru.
Yeah, they're always doing stuff. So I don't know what they're doing at this present moment, okay, but they are always battling the darkness. The other soldiers, military groups that came in from the future, they are in battle, you know, as we speak. So I do sense that and have actually seen the energies of that happening. So everything is full speed ahead with the aliens trying to get them out of here. Remember, the Earth spirit still is at about 40%, okay? So that's been that way for probably maybe 6 months. So the way I would look at that myself is that the other 60% of the Earth spirit, and that's not, to the 40% is not in wholeness. They just found parts of it, okay? So it means that the other 60% is in the beyond. Oh, it's all abducted. And so from the light ship's perspective, it has to find the Earth spirit, you know, so it could do the ascension process. And that's why they're battling the darkness. Remember, they only come in here just to find like kind. And when the like kind isn't here, then they go, hey, there's supposed to be all this light on this planet, which is from the Earth spirit. And it's like, hello, like it was like down to about 3%. And that still wasn't in wholeness, you know. And so all of a sudden the light says, well, we got to find this big spirit that got abducted someplace into the darkness. At first, it didn't know what happened to it. So the light doesn't know what darkness is. That's the main thing. So it has to go out and figure out what's going on. Like coming here for your first lifetime, you know, what's happening here? So I guess back to you, Annika.
So Bonnie was asking, what was the homework, Ron?
I don't know. I live in the moment. I need somebody else to tell me. I gave you all homework. Hello. Bonnie, were you out there? Somebody must know. Hey, Larry, give me a call. I know you may take notes or somebody out there, so we need somebody to tell. I gave you guys homework. Remember, that's you have a test coming up here.
Yeah, I have to admit I don't remember either, and I heard it the day after, so I should remember even more. But maybe there's something positive about not remembering. Maybe we're more in the now if we forgot the homework. Let's hope there's something good about that anyway. And Marianne has a really good suggestion, which is the Q&A call, which is a free conference call on Friday. And it's the number is on the fast chat there, 646-519-5800. PIN is 9009. And that is on Friday after the BBS show. So it's at 8 o'clock. It's a free call. And it gets a little easier when you can be on that call and ask your questions right off or on and not through a fast chat. So do come on there. It's a fantastic call. They are also on an archive. So you can actually go to the website and listen to them too, listen to the old calls that has been on. So we have a four-hour session for physical healing plus ascension preparation coming up on Saturday, April 9th. That is a four-hour call. It's from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 4 to 8 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time. And that's the live conference call session that is on a Saturday. We do a lot on that Saturday. And it's $60, and you can add your spouse for $30, half price, and children under children that are 18 and under come on for free. So that's a fantastic monthly call that is facilitated by Ron and the Creation Light Chip, and a lot of healing that goes on. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about what's going on then? Did I hear a beep, actually? Maybe there's somebody out there.
Hello?
Hello? Is that Ed?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi.
Hi, Ed. So what was the homework?
I can't remember, because I remember when you told me what it was, I said, well, I can't do that. I think it was something to do with putting your finger in front of your nose and all that, and I've told you that I always see double, so it never works for me.
Now but you get one finger, Ed. You can use your left finger and look at it. I noticed, so I thought, must be an easier way, so just line your finger up straight ahead. Your left finger
to
the right too. Either finger will work. Just you want it to be straight ahead of you.
Uh huh.
So that's good. And I was just thinking, I'm going a little sideways here, but let's just say that you people normally have a lot of compassion for animals, okay? And so, you know, you could have an animal that is on a parallel lifetime and is not getting healings. You know, and you wonder what's going on with your animal. So very possibly you might want to check the animal by, say, you being the surrogate in a way, you know, to find out where that animal is so that it can be in the now. Remember, the light only works in the now. It doesn't work in the now on a parallel lifetime because it doesn't exist. Light doesn't know about that. It doesn't live in darkness. So that's kind of what I'm indicating, and that's true with everybody listening, too. Because you have to be in the now to get the energy from your spirit. So go ahead, Ed. Do you have another question you may want to ask?
Well, yeah, but now that you brought this up, so just to be clear, the whole idea is to always be here and now on this original timeline, and that's the only place these healings will work.
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
And
thank you.
And almost always when you get on the computer to do the clearing, the light chip will bring you into this particular moment. This is why you want to have that light chip connect, I mean, the light being or one of the pictures connect to you from the computer. That puts you right into the present moment.
Okay.
So that's the reason.
Sense.
Yeah, that's why I also talked, I think, on the last show, somebody was asking a question about, you know, they bought an energized photo from me at one of the expos, and they wanted to know if they could use that photo to do healings without going onto the, you know, website, or to have it with them to do a healing or something, like in their purse or something, or to bring it to a friend. Well, no, it'll just bring in peace energy. So that's right. All the photos will do is do that. It won't give you a healing, a physical healing. So
yeah, people are used to the idea that the source or God energy as we used to think of it.
Yeah, omnipresent.
Will just radiate out of any sacred relic. And I think that's the difference, is you're showing them that the things you charge only have peace energy, not the healing source clearing energy.
Yes, that's correct. So people think the source energy is omnipresent. It is, but it's not active because you have it with you. So that's the hardest thing to convey to people because of all the misinformation out there. And when you have, you know, your whole life history of other stuff, other ways of dealing with things, plus, you know, you have it in your genetics, it's sometimes more difficult for some people to really understand. Plus, the light doesn't do dramatic healings, you know. You're never going to have anything from the light being where you look at it and you fall onto the ground like people have in churches where the minister zaps them psychically. You know, gives them a flash of something from the darkness in their third eye, and they get knocked unconscious or something and fall to the ground or start shaking. That I have witnessed, you know, that they, oh, you got the Holy Spirit in you. Yeah. Well, what is the Holy Spirit? You know, what entity is that? What? How are you hooked up, you know? And I've seen that a lot, that people start crying a lot because naturally that's an emotional stuff. When you have a healing from the light chip, it's taken away. You're not really going to have any kind of thunderbolt energy coming to you. You're not going to feel maybe typically a warmth or some kind of energy that you're going to sense in your body, because light doesn't work that way. It goes to your blueprint, changes it, and then you're changed instantly. And all your thoughts of whatever you had in the past is taken away. That's the hardest thing for me to help people to understand that. And also, it's very hard for me to have at times referrals from people who have had these wonderful clearings and healings because their past is taken away and they don't know about it. And they just feel that's normal, the way they feel after the healing, because it's all taken away. You don't regurgitate anything from the past or have to relive it. You know, you're just fixed. Remember, the key words that Jesus said is, you are healed. You know, he didn't, you know, go through a whole bunch of stuff to do that process.
Yeah, one of the hardest things to understand when first starting out learning your teachings is the idea that you don't have to know anything about any backstory. Because everybody wants to tell you all the things, how they got there, what the psychic said, yada, yada. And you just come in and you go, it's gone, that's it, let's move on.
Yep.
It's hard to grasp that as a human. Okay,
yeah,
but the reason
is.
I
yeah,
called
yeah.
was I wanted to understand something. You said that the creation light ship, you were talking about the soldiers, the creation light ship uncreated Nibiru and everything on it. Is that,
yes.
Were you speaking in our physical dimension, our reality here?
I would think so, yeah. Unless they, you know, I don't think that planet, if it's there, it's a hologram with nothing on it. But when I saw that, it was like vaporized.
Okay.
So it's possible that the darkness could put in another hologram there, so it would look like it's still there. But did the problem was the beings that lived there, a lot of darkness energies, how many, I don't know, but that place was, you know, zapped. It's gone. Like I said, it took probably 10, 15 seconds, and that was it.
Okay, so someone could actually, now in this reality, look and say, oh, we still see Nibiru. These guys must be crazy. But what they're actually looking at is a hologram that has no power, but they can visually see it.
Right, yeah, and the hologram might be just brought forth so that it can hold space, but the beings that live there are no longer.
Okay.
And the planet was no longer. So, yeah, remember, the holograms will change, like I was talking about earlier about parallel lives, you know. You know, which one are you living on?
I would imagine a lot of people on the planet considered them, the people on the Buru, as their bosses or their commanders or their, you know, the holy ones or some crazy thing.
Yeah, I just don't know. I know that's what I got when it got taken down. Like I said, I don't do any book reading. You know, we have taken down a lot of the Elohim. That race, as I look at it right now, is probably 80% gone. May have to do some more work on that energy. Remember that they go out in spaceships too, so it's a little harder to track things down. But when they become active, you know, that's it. And it's like, you know, looking at the timeline crashing clouds. As you look up in the sky, sometimes you can be seeing these square-looking clouds up there that are separated like ice cubes, you know, floating around on water. And you know something happened, you know, and when if you see those, or you have, you know, maybe this time of year may not be, you know, happening too much, but, you know, the weird weather patterns and stuff, you know, we do have other things happening, but that's what happens, is the weird weather is the darkness coming. So thank you, Ed.
Okay, well, my question was, we never got to it, the question was, these battles that you say are ongoing right now, are they above the planet? Are any underground bases on the surface, or all three?
Okay. 60% underground, 40% above.
Okay, and so these are like, if we were to physically be in the location, we would physically see this happening, and that's what you're describing.
Yeah, you would actually see that that happening. Yes. Uh huh.
Okay. Now I wrote to you, but you haven't had a chance to answer yet. I mistakenly said the French were here, but they're not. Are they here now?
Nope, the French are not here. The Chinese came in, I think, 2 days ago, but I don't have any info on it yet. I did see them, and I don't know if I got to create a timeline for them to come in on or not. I'm not sure. I think there's about 20,000 Chinese coming in here, but I can't say that they're here. I'll know more in a couple of days here.
Wonderful.
But they're ready to come in. Remember, all the governments here that have a large military force that has typically sent their soldiers from, you know, a previous time, you know, in our reality here of living, you know, where they put them into the future. They're not coming back. The Chinese feel a little different to me. It's very possible that maybe their forces could be from the now here, but you know, I don't know yet. So, you know, remember, some of the races do not have alien, I don't know, intervention, we'll say, alien contact. And so they may not have the ability to time travel, you know. So okay. I just don't know.
So how many countries actually have their Kroto forces here, though?
The same that I mentioned before, we have the U.S. was first, second was, I think, Germany, third was, I know the British came, I won't say it's third, but we'll just, it's the British, and one more.
Polish.
Which one was it?
Poland.
Yes, uh-huh. Russia. Yeah, Russia. And Poland, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and now the Chinese.
And so the Chinese would be six, but they may be coming in real, okay? And so that's kind of what I'm sensing this moment, but don't quote me on that yet till I get more information.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll wait for
I don't,
report.
I don't, you know, they still like they're behind glass to me, like they're waiting, you know, so
yeah.
I may have to find out some more information on that, but...
Okay.
In fact, the Polish was the last one to come in, and that was last Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Very, very interesting. So they're here. You know, they're here because they know that there's something going on. And that's
okay.
They're here to save. You know, if you watch the movie Battle of L.A. and how it starts off, it's worse than that. Okay? So,
okay, how come we're not hearing anything about collateral damage or sightings or anything by anybody else outside?
It's all underground. They're dealing at a level underground that's not known by anybody.
Okay, and the 40% of the air, they're all cloaked?
Very possibly, yeah. And they could be just outside our dimension. Remember, we can't always see things, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's like looking at ghosts, you know. You know, there could be 100 ghosts around you, but you may not be able to detect them, but yet they're still there. Okay, so they're just outside of our reality of consciousness. It's not that your third eye may not be open. They're just in a different realm that we cannot visually pick them up. So,
okay. Is there any concern on the light ship about the plutonium coming out of Japan and that sort of thing? And the melting reactor melting through?
I've been working with that ever since it happened. So I do check it when I hear a news program, maybe very infrequently when I listen, but I do check and I do see what's maybe on, you know, Google or Yahoo or something, you know, about, you know, the current news. So when I get clued in about something, I do check.
Yeah, they said one of the reactors actually melted through into the basement, and that's going to turn the concrete into this poisonous plume and all that. So let's hope something can be done before that gets out.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll do some checking on that. So thank
Beautiful.
You for calling, Ed.
Sure thing. Thank you very much.
Okay, you guys got homework now for Friday. Check out your finger, see where you are. Check out your friends and see where they are. And you can move them into the now just by moving your finger, okay? And, you know, they may think you're a little nuts by doing this here, but what the hell? See where they are. You can have a better conversation with them. So you want to get them where they are and watch. If you see somebody, maybe you might see somebody sitting next to you who doesn't know, you know, maybe their back is turned. Check out their clothing. And if they're not in the present moment, you know, focus on it and then put them into the present moment here. Remember, they have to go through many, when you move them into the present moment, their clothing might physically change. Maybe it was loose before, it's a little bit tighter. Maybe, you know, it might be a little position slightly different on their body. You know, maybe they had an untied shoe and now it's tied, you know. Have some fun at this here. Okay, here's Annika.
many comments there about missing the homework, Ron, but I really think if you're here, you didn't miss anything. So good for you, and thank you all for being here and listening to this, because that's really what it's all about.
And it's possible maybe the darkness didn't want you to do your homework. You know, this is you know, sounds very simple. This is high-tech stuff, and this is cutting edge, you know. And you have to realize it, how, you know, governments have been trying to figure out how to do this stuff for years, trying to figure out how to change timelines. You know, there's what to do. This, you know, what would it take you? 10 seconds, you know? So that's, I guess, one of the tools that I can give you is how to do that.
So there, a great comment here by Tina saying, good news, I finally remembered my ATM pin. Great. And congratulations, Tina. And we have some new people on here, and I won't be able to get to those questions because we are at a very end here. But listen to the archives. Don't worry if you don't get this the first time. It does get very sci-fi, unfortunately, what we're dealing with here. But we are very grateful for all that you're sharing with us, Ron. So thank you all for being on, and come back on Friday, Q&A after Friday's show. So remember that. And it's on station 2. So over to you, Ron. Goodbye, everyone. Blessings.
Okay, blessings. Write down your homework. Check out your finger. See you later. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.